epidemiologists are key to making meaning of disparate data sources, by Heidi Gortakowski.
Well done. Hi, I'm Heidi, and I'm going to talk to you today of not about a study, but about a story that is very much applied epidemiology. We're going to look at some of the systems we have in place at the Vermont Department of Health. We are going to talk about how they applied to a specific high-profile problem that led to a lot of questions coming from a variety of sectors, and then the tools we use to address those questions consistently across agencies. We still have work to do, so we're going to end on that note. Starting with the performance management framework. As the performance improvement manager in Vermont, this is my bread and butter, and I always start with our population health status, which you see on the top left. We want people to know where we are going, and for us, that is Healthy Vermonters 2020. It's our 10-year population health outcomes that really help guide our work. It's aligned with Healthy People 2020. But on the shorter term, we need our programs and our partners to understand what we're doing today and how we're managing and monitoring our work. So that's our performance management scorecards. So we had the systems in place and we were able to directly apply it to this problem. For those of you who have been attending substance abuse sessions, you've heard about some opiate epidemic in Vermont that became really key when our governor chose to dedicate his entire 2014 State of the State address to the opiate epidemic in Vermont. As you can see from the maps in 2002 compared to 2014, the age-adjusted death rate from drugs increased dramatically. We also had a Rolling Stone article. I don't know if anybody saw that one. So we had the framework in place and we said, let's use our existing scorecard. So we're looking at, and you can see the link at the bottom, the scorecard that focuses on one population outcome to prevent and eliminate the problems caused by opiate misuse. And we have three programs right now that are contributing to efforts to control that misuse. They are the Department of Public Safety, the Alcohol and Drug Abuse Programs at the Department of Health, and also Emergency Medical Services, which is at the Health Department. There are other partners, but these guys were the ones who were ready, willing, and able to contribute data to this scorecard right away. The scorecard is interactive, but all of the data, whether it's population outcomes or program performance measures, looks like this. It's a very simple, straightforward trend line. In this case, we're looking at opioid seizures by law enforcement. We've also provided, through a lot of hard work and our many partners, the story behind the curve. So is it going up? Is it going down? Do we want it to go up? Do we want it to go down? Do we expect it to be seasonal? So we've provided narrative context that includes the story behind the curve, the partners that are working on this effort, the evidence-based strategies, and what are the short-term actions that we're taking to bend the curve. In this case, we're looking at opioid seizures because the Department of Public Safety stepped forward first. They were like, we have data. They were so excited. And we're like, we're ready. But it turns out what they had was a glorified tally sheet in Excel. So my colleague and I sat down with them and we said, you do have data. This is awesome. We're really excited that you've been collecting this. But we actually need to turn it into something meaningful. So we started asking questions of them around, you know, what's useful to you? How are you managing your state police force? Where are you deploying your resources? And through that conversation, we were able to move from what was the spreadsheet to an actual performance measure trend that you saw on the last slide. Once we put that together, we found that there were two levels of use. Both the decision makers, the governor, the commissioners, the high-level leaders in Vermont, were referring people to this scorecard, but also the program managers and the actual state police were using this to say, okay, we can continue to consistently collect this information. In this example, with the Department of Public Safety, we were the ones asking the questions and helping them develop their data, but we've also seen it go the other way. We had produced this graph a while ago that looks at the difference between elapsed time of age of first use and treatment, comparing alcohol and opioids. And our new police chief in Burlington, Vermont, the largest city, said, you know, I'd really be more interested in knowing if we're actually changing this. He asked us to cut the data in a different way. Of course, we embraced his questions, and we were really excited to work with someone so eager to look at the data. And instead of looking at the age, the elapsed time, we looked at the mean time to dependence from age at first use. Because in this measure, we can see the difference between 2009 and 11 and 12 and 14 to show that we're actually getting people into treatment more quickly. We have a lot more data to look at, and we have a lot more partners to include on the scorecard, but having a performance management framework and strong surveillance really gave us the foundation to have this conversation. If there hadn't been EPIs in the room, I don't think we would have gone from an Excel document that was a tally sheet to having something that's used by the governor. And we're really proud of the work and hope to continue working with lots of partners. Thank you.